Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here once again with the second hour of Swing Time for today, Tuesday the 17th of March 2026. My thanks to colleague John Yule for the excellent music that he's presented on Swing Time today. Thank you, John. If time permits, I hope to trespass a little into his territory. But more of that later. And it certainly won't be with a New Orleans strike. In a number of my presentations lately, I have played a number of tracks which have featured trumpeter Art Farmer. My opener was another with a group which many admirers of Art Farmer consider to be among his finest work, the Jastet. On the trike, which was called Another Git Together, the Art Farmer and Benny Golson Jastet comprised Art Farmer trumpet and flugelhorn, Benny Golson tenor, Gresham Moncur III on trombone, Harold Mabon was the pianist, Herbie Lewis bass, and Roy McCurdy at the drums. Recorded in the Nola Penthouse Studios in New York City on the 28th of May or the 21st of June, not sure which, 1962. Another Git Together. To continue my programme today, I need to bring to your attention some new reissues which have just surfaced. And two of the issues all of the issues are on 12-inch vinyl, and two of the records, I believe, should have a place in any representative jazz collection. One of these is from Thelonious Monk and is accompanied here by John Coltrane. The composition is one of Monk's compositions, Ruby My Dear, and the lineup for this is Monk on piano, of course, John Coltrane tenor, Wilbur Ware is the bass player, and Shadow Wilson on drums. Recorded in Reeves Sound Studios in New York City, probably, but not certainly, in July 1957. One of Monk's outstanding records, Ruby My Dear. Thank you. John Coltrane there, perhaps sounding rather more subdued than we associate the sheets of sound that characterise so much of his work. And indeed, it may have been that particular recording session that prompted Monk to ask Coltrane to join him for the booking at the Five Spot Cafe, which was to begin shortly after the date. Sonny Rollins had been earmarked for the position, but forthcoming recording dates and other commitments ruled Sonny out. If you would like to add that record to your collection, and again, I would emphasise one of Monk's classic recordings, it can be found on Number One Essential Records, 291047. And normally, I think the label is referred to as Essential Records. The secondary issue, the second new reissue release, is also led by a pianist, but someone quite different to the Monk patterns that we've just heard. In 1957, the Modern Jazz Quartet were in Paris, but quite how a record session which paired John Lewis with Sacha Distel is not fully known, certainly by me. Added to the session was a then current member of the MJQ, one ex-member of the MJQ, plus another Frenchman. And the session really is a standalone session. I can't find any other Sacha Distel recording in discography which quite adds up to the one we're about to hear. The session is plays Anne Rennell's Willow Weep For Me, Barney Willen, Frenchman on tenor, John Lewis on piano, of course, Percy Heath is the bass player, and ex-MJQ member Kenny Clarke at the drums. Willow, Weep For Me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, not a session that overextended John Lewis, Percy Heath or Kenny Clarke, but at least I think it shows that guitarist Sacha Distel was not just a pretty face. That 12-inch vinyl disc called Afternoon in Paris can be found on Jazzwax LP JWR 4642. The final album of the reissues today is the other disc I suggested should be found in the definitive jazz record collection. Issued and reissued many times over the years, it still commands attention. As an example of top quality bop performance and a memorial to a trumpet player who would, you do wonder, but for an early death, what he may or might have brought to jazz. The trumpeter, of course, is Clifford Brown. And we're to hear the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet with one of their very early successors, Joe Doo. The combination of Clifford Brown trumpet, Harold Land tenor, Richie Powell on piano, and George Morrow bass with Max Roach at the drums was recorded in Los Angeles on the 3rd of August 1954. Joe Doo. sadly, the automobile accident that claimed Clifford Brown's life also involved Richie Powell, Bud Powell's brother, who also sadly died in that accident. The recording we've just heard has just received just about every accolade that could have been applied over the years. So if you don't already have it in your collection, I do suggest it's one that you might consider. The details are a 12-inch vinyl LP on Wax Time T771660. You are listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here presenting the second hour today of Swing Time, our regular jazz, blues and swing music programme. Well, having said that, no swing era music so far today. So I had better remedy that situation before we contravene the Trades Description Act. But even here, I'm cheating a little. Although in the 1940s, Benny Goodman expressed an interest in the modern music of Parker and Gillespie, he was never really comfortable with it. But it didn't stop him forming what might have been termed bop big band. On the track we're about to hear, which is of this particular amalgamation, the solos are taken by Wardell Gray on tenor and, of course, Benny Goodman on clarinet. The track is called Undercurrent Blues, played by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. And some of the names in the setup are quite interesting for the recording date, which was in New York City in December 1948. They include Doug Metome and Nick Travis trumpets, Milt Bernhardt and Eddie Burt trombones, Buddy Greco is the pianist, and also involved is Clyde Lombardi on bass. Sonny Igo was the drummer on the session, and of course the leader and clarinet player was Benny Goodman. This is their interpretation of Undercurrent Blues. Thank you. the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and a new venture for Benny in some instances. History tells us, though, of course, that Benny did not continue with his brief experiments with Bop, and the next small group Goodman recording in early 1954 confirms that despite his comments that there would be amendments, it's doubtful if any occurred. The trio session here contains Benny Goodman clarinet, Mel Powell is the pianist, and a drummer I don't know a great deal about called Eddie Grady. It was recorded in the Riverside Plaza Hotel in New York City on the 28th of January 1954. I said at the beginning of my presentation today that I might venture into friend John Yule's territory. And when I give you the personnel on the lady vocalist that we're about to hear, I'm sure he would nod his head at some of the inclusions that are on there. So, without further ado, Fly Me to the Moon, performed here by Diana Krall on piano and vocal. Anthony Wilson is the guitar player, John Clayton at the bass, and Jeff Hamilton drums. And certainly the latter has cropped up more than once in John's presentations over the year. It was recorded in Paris, the Olympia Hall in Paris, around 2000, but I can't be more precise than that. Here's Diana Krall with Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
In other words, more. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Other words, in other words, in other words, in other words, in other words, I know you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Good night. Anthony Wilson on the guitar. Jeff Hamilton. John Clayton, thank you and God bless you.
So, Tempest Fugit, and once again, it's my sad duty to really put the shutters up once more on Swing Time for today. Please, if you can, join us next week, and I do hope that you've enjoyed our music in both halves, which we try to vary along with a little information from time to time. Mike Coates saying then, thank you for listening, and as we're in Paris, we'll go out with a Parisian recording, which includes Kenny Clarke on drums. Thank you.